welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vaughn's Original Recipe and Vaughn's comma cool. We all use the he, him pronouns. Some of us are furry little foxfolk alchemist friends. I haven't said that in a while. And we have no idea what's going on.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And I agree, we do not know what's happening.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie did not phase out of existence, so yes.
And Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student driver pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and they're just hanging out, I guess.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode is coming up, so you should send us letters. Letters at primaryattribute.com. Or if you go to our website, primaryattribute.com, there's a send us a rat form with an adorable animated rat that you can also use to send things to us.
We barely care what you write, but if you wanted to get read on air...
If you write something that isn't, would you like your website to have better SEO? Do you need an app? And or, did you see my last message? I'm emailing you again about these things. You'll stand out from the crowd.
Oh. Also, if anybody out there wants their website to get better SEO, you can go ahead and email us at primary. I'm kidding.
We'll connect with these other folks who have been emailing
us. We're sure they're not bots. You may notice Kelly isn't here this week. She should be back next episode. Erin, could you please recap where Original Recipe Vaughn's, Grix, and Jesse have been spending their day?
Original Recipe Vaughn's, Grix, and Jesse are hanging out in Jesse's family's house in Divinity. It's not a house, it's an apartment. They live in the Temple of Xandra, and Jesse's spouses, Happiness and Hank, are there, and also her kids, whose names my brain is not giving me off the top of my head at the moment.
That's okay. Kids are interchangeable, right?
I don't know what to say.
Interchangeable, sure, but they've got names. It's fine, though.
They do have names.
I'm sure the kids aren't.
I just don't.
This isn't affecting the way they grow up at all. It's fine.
Joke's on you. They're characters in an RPG. They're not growing up.
Not unless we do a time jump episode. It's something I have considered because I think Teenage Elpida is a badass.
Oh my god, Teenage Elpida is such a badass. Photios is trying so hard to keep her reined in and it's not working.
He is going to fail.
Reined in is a weird term for a child who's half minotaur, and
only if you make it weird, Adam.
I'm sure those kids of Jesse's are getting XP just by watching Vaughn's.
Oh no, my wife's name is Kindness.
Oh, you did say happiness, didn't you?
I did just say Happiness.
Ooh.
I need to add Happiness to the group of characters that are all just misnames that you guys have said.
Is Kindness one of the kids' names, maybe? Is that what happened?
No, one of the kids' names is Mirth.
I forgot about that.
Wow.
Anyway, okay. So
that's a name. That kid's gonna grow up fine.
I mean, they're half gnomish. They all have
Yep, this is a matter of consistent canon that never got switched. Ever. Especially not with halflings at any point.
Oh no, Kindness was always definitely a gnome.
I more meant the they're not actually virtue names, but that genre of thing.
Yeah.
Or like I literally just deep lore time. I had a brain fart when I was like writing out name rules and was like, wealthy, small stature character. Oh yes, gnomes, that's who I assigned this to. Like 10 episodes later, I'm like, wait, fuck. Except for Boleslav, one of the grad students.
Yeah.
But all right. So you have been spending your day here. You had breakfast, and I believe it's been canonically decided that Vaughn's just will never leave a place that contains food. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so things have sort of, you played Go Fish. You've had all sorts of weird conversations. Erin, I believe you established that the family is too Midwestern to ever kick anyone out.
Yeah.
And yeah, Vons would be very bored by Go Fish.
Well, luckily for you, the children, being children, also eventually got bored of Go Fish. And so have decided that they desperately want to play pretend.
This would both entertain and confuse Vons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they aren't quite sure what exactly they should be playing pretend as. You know, do they want to do... Sorry, everything I thought of, I'm just like, people don't play that anymore. People shouldn't play that anymore.
So we're talking about playing pretend in a space that Grix exists in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun.
I win.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But, you know, so they want to do like a rescue the prince, princess, etc. Do they want to do some sort of sailing adventure?
I've got my darts. We could go play lawn darts.
Vaughn shudders at the notion of sailing adventure. Had enough of that shit.
Yeah, I guess he probably would
say
that.
How about a forest? How about a spooky forest?
We did do spooky forest the first time you guys met them.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
With the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
In your fucking holodeck.
Yeah. They, because you have that holodeck, and that's how Jesse met everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, what would you, the players, find most interesting as a little one-shot scenario? We can base it off a film or a story.
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
The Silmarillion. The whole thing. All of it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know the Silmarillion. Which you know because I literally just told you I don't know the Silmarillion.
And then a bunch of shit happened between elves.
That's why it's called a callback joke.
It's a callback to
It's a callback to something that happened off mic.
I didn't invite the audience to be included. They can deal.
Okay.
It doesn't have to all be about them.
We haven't been consistent about including them before. We're not going to start now.
This one's for us.
Yeah. But so you guys are deciding. You're talking amongst yourselves as you, the players, think. Vons, you get a free reroll because I'm making your character do something. It sounds like you're setting up some sort of play. You know who fucking loves that shit?
Ooh. What's another term for a play?
An
acting.
Oh, yeah.
And this is great because Jesse loves that guy.
So who wants to say the magic words?
Gex, Gex, Gex.
Ah, falls to the floor.
Hi, Gex.
Hey.
Were you on a ladder or something?
Is Gex visible now?
Yep, still visible.
Oh, rad.
Wasn't on a ladder. Sometimes the whole, you know, poof into existence thing just gets messy.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Should we be more careful in some ways?
I'm honestly not sure how. I just kind of show up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
So, you all bored during the storm too?
Yeah. And yeah. I think my kid wanted to do an acting.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys owe me at least two of those.
Yeah. So we're inviting you to join.
Hmm. Interesting.
You can be in the acting, or you can just watch.
Play it by ear.
Yeah.
Because that's what everyone loves is... unprompted audience participation.
What is this, improv?
Everyone in the room shudders in unison.
Okay, all the listeners right now, go to primaryattribute.com. We need a job or an occupation.
Right fast.
Quick.
We'll wait.
We'll pause the podcast.
So
okay, you're back. We've got a series of jobs and occupations here, and Ian's just going to read off of that. Yeah,
plumber.
So, pulling from our pile of definite suggestions, and not based off something I heard mentioned earlier today, and don't actually know the plot of, so this will be fun. X goes, okay, I have an idea. So, I saw this kind of weird play once where the world was covered in water, and people like lived on rafts, and like drank their own. Wait, children. Urine. So.
Oh, kids know about urine.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So.
That's like one of the only things kids know about.
Your 4-year-old just nods sagely.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
See, I don't know. Maybe we could do something based on that.
Based off of the urine drinking?
No, based off of this fantastical play set on a water world, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, we went sailing that one time.
Yeah.
For like a long time.
Quick step in as the CK. We can also do something that people actually know the plot of.
believe me, I know the plot of Waterworld.
Oh, Wit for sure knows the plot of Waterworld. I don't remember it, but I know I've seen it many times. It used to be on network TV. It's like the Saturday night movie a lot.
Cut down by 45 minutes.
Yes.
Kevin Costner with way too much suntan and all day.
God, I love his boat so much.
It's a pretty neat boat.
Very neat boat. And it was fully functional, and it sold for a hell of money after the movie.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool.
All right. Okay, so let's set the scene here.
Yeah. Am I doing illusions? Because I can do some.
Sure, yeah. You get immersive.
Yeah. So first thing I do is fill the room with water.
I only want you to do illusions if it doesn't use your spell slots for the day and you won't need them later. So can we like agree that you can like rememorize them after the scenario is complete?
Why would I need anything?
This could be like extra canonical or something.
Why do I need my spells today?
Yeah, what could possibly be going wrong? It's a storm. Everyone's safely inside. No one goes outside during storms.
Yeah, we got some friends who are outside, but they're probably fine. They were with the guards, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, that other me is like way too lame to go on an adventure or anything.
You've never gotten side-eye from a giant lizard before.
What?
I don't really think you know yourself at all, man. Anyway.
Well, don't worry. This isn't about the horrible terror of truly being known. This is about a world covered in water.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to use Mirage Arcana to make the room seem like an ocean.
And Vons drops from his existential 1,000-yard stare.
The world has intervened to stop him from needing to self-reflect yet again.
Yeah.
But okay. So, Grix, you got a look in your eye.
Yeah.
What's your character? I assume you're going to play the main guy.
I am?
I don't know.
Oh, it seems like a Vaughn's thing. Vaughn should step up for the main character. No. I'll be the barter guy at the colony thing that the Roman boats roll up to.
Okay. Vaughn's.
Uh-huh.
You got your own boat.
Yeah.
It's sick as hell.
Neat.
And you're a real loner type.
But there's no squids.
Well, there probably are, but they're down.
Not that you've encountered within the scope of this setup.
Neat.
And certainly no giant kraken. But...
Well, that's good. That was real bad.
Yeah. But you need dirt.
Oh, yeah.
To grow your little garden to get your ingredients.
I miss dirt.
Because there's some myth about a dry land out there. All the dirt you could want. But you're in the water world. So, you know, you gotta go trade for it.
Mm-hmm.
Grix.
Yeah.
What does the market you operate in look like?
All right, so it's a big floating city that kind of goes where it does, and there's like a tentative community on there that has a lot of problems, but they make it all work. And there's they keep themselves safe from all the dangers down below. We wouldn't know anything about anything like this, being in a floating city or something.
That sounds nothing like our world.
Anyway, we got our little colony, little floating colony, and my guy's like a tinkerer, and he's got all this like weird clockwork stuff and like crazy goggles, and I'm the guy who's like bartering with strangers, like Bonza's character.
All right, Bonza's character.
Mm-hmm.
We should give you guys names.
Oh, I'm the trader.
Okay, we got you, the trader. Bonds, you could be the drifter, the oceaneer, the little sailor man.
Boy, does that mariner sound weird. Too moosey.
The dirt man.
Ooh, dirt man. I don't know why I like that.
Mr. Ocean.
Danny Ocean. Like that one even more. Yeah, I like that name. I don't know why.
Yeah, it has a real handsome ring to it. All right, Mr. Ocean, you've arrived to trade. You go up to our... barterer here.
Hey, I'm the barterer. How's it going?
It's
welcome to our town.
It's going it's great. Town. It's a whole town.
Uh-huh.
It's like a bunch of people here.
Yep. Yeah, we got lots of stuff. And we you know, people bring us things from all over the water world.
Ooh.
All right. So y'all are doing your trade.
Yeah. And we're haggling over like a little jar of dirt.
Yeah. When you guys hear shouts, your floating city is being attacked. Not by Kraken, by pirates.
Oh, can I be the pirate?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't remember what happens to the pirates.
Lots of things.
According to my quickly skimmed memory, I is definitely not outboarded to some sort of written summary. the pirates are resisted. So, you know, you'd probably get punched or something.
Oh, I'm real good at taking punches.
You could also be the brave woman fleeing with her young ward, keeping her safe.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I have kids. And Mirth sort of like jumps up like, I want to be the young ward.
All right. It's you and Mirth. Okay, everyone. What do you do? Or I guess, God, it's getting recursive. This is so bad. All right. Okay, guys, what do you do? The pirates are attacking.
Oh, pirates. I'm going to
hide the dirt.
I'm going to grab my over-the-top harpoon gun.
All right. You fire it at him?
Yeah, shoot the pirates. The harpoon gun.
All right, show us your stuff. Grix, roll dexterity, please.
Cool.
What is a harpoon?
It's what you use to shoot at Baron Vlad Harkonnen.
Actually, if you're referring to Dune, yeah, that might actually be a thing. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the opposite of this.
Oh, I did bad. My comedically oversized harpoon gun like just knocks me off the wall of the town.
All right. The splash as you hit the rug on the floor is truly fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to punch him. I want to punch one of them in the face.
Awesome. Show me your right hook. Jesse, roll strength, please.
Yes. Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh.
Uncharacteristically, you just can't seem to get a hit on these guys and you're forced to flee. Or you try to.
No.
But your friend with the gas balloon dirigible has already accidentally departed without you. Apparently he doesn't got good sight or something. I don't really know.
I'll yell, someone help me escape with my extremely plot important child.
Mr. Ocean, what do you do?
You want me to steal that child? Is that what I'm doing? No?
Not quite.
Okay.
You're not Mr. Ocean.
Oh, I'm totally Mr. Ocean.
I thought you were dirt.
I think dirt was the first decision and Mr. Ocean was proposed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I think I missed that and I'm so sorry.
Keep track of our detailed canon.
Vons' ADHD totally took over.
Dirt is the nickname of Mr. Ocean.
Yeah.
It's ironic-like.
Sure, why not? Yes, I'll abduct your child.
That's not what I said. And I, like, put my body between.
It's good. I'll be honest, it's going to kind of look like that. Like
Mr. Ocean and my kid.
Trying to run off with a kid. Oh, unless you want to, like, come with me. Is that what you're angling for here?
I mean, I just want someone to help because the pirates and kid, plot relevant kid.
I mean, there's like a whole subplot where they like try to imprison me for being an outsider or something. But we're just going to glaze over. Let's see. Yeah, I guess I've got like some room on the boat, but I'm like mad about it for some reason.
Oh, okay, I don't know what that means. Are you gonna help or no? I don't understand.
The pirates are approaching at speed.
Well, get in the boat or don't.
Okay, I guess I'll get in the boat.
Well, I'm in the boat. I'm getting in the boat right now.
Is there room for us?
Oh, probably not. Boat? It's probably going to lead to some like difficult situations down the line, but you know it'll be fine. Your kid's super well behaved, right?
I think she bites sometimes, but I can't remember.
That's all right. So do I.
Oh, we've all been there. I mean, kids, don't bite people.
That's the moral of the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess I'll go. Yeah.
All right. Barter guy.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pirates. How are you getting out of this?
Oh, I'm going to seem like I get captured or die, but then I'm going to show up in Act 3.
Perfect.
Or end of Act 2.
All right, you guys are playing.
Yeah, so like I'm swimming in the water and like I'm trying to swim towards the boat, but then like
pirate dives in and grabs you by the ankle and drags you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, no concern for his own survival, but hey, whatever. All right, Vons.
Yeah.
Show me that good sailing we all definitely know how to do.
Woo, sailing!
Vons, make a dexterity check, please.
Ooh, I have a button for that. How do you push these buttons, though? Okay.
Careful.
Oh, it's the roll. There's roll at the like slightly to the right of where it's labeled.
What? Okay. See, I got a 7 there, and it's a what kind of a check?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Well, 7 plus 11, then 18. That's not too bad.
Okay.
That's still a prime in water world, right?
Yeah.
Or world legally distinct from water world.
We're not in Waterworld. We're in the arcs. We're playing Waterworld. Vons, I hope you understand the difference.
Oh, Liquid Town.
Liquid, yeah, exactly.
Greg, your nose is bleeding.
What? Well, I didn't break the fourth wall. How'd I do that? Wait, no, I object. Why is my nose bleeding?
He got in a copyright law about a specific property that doesn't...
What? No, I didn't say that. I said that we weren't in this watery world that you already described. I said we were in the arcs, which...
Wow, I just got this feeling someone's nose should have bled, but I was
convinced
by voices from beyond this world that was incorrect.
Yeah, I think you were making things up.
Clearly, Gex went over to the other universe and caught a flick or two.
Oh, yeah, they watched TV all night, every night they could.
Yeah. That is genuinely actually canonical.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh god, I bet they watched a lot of Columbo.
I don't know. What would Gex like the most? Not reality TV shows.
Nah, yeah. No art to those.
I don't know why, but I really do feel like he would be very into like procedurals.
Yeah, I could see that.
I bet he'd be watching a lot of Trek too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You would fucking love Star Trek.
Did we canonically establish that FM is a big Star Trek fan? Because I feel like we have said that several times.
I think you've said he's an original series fan, and I have no counter argument, and that makes a lot of sense to me. So, yeah, he's canonically an original series fan. He probably likes the other stuff, too. He's not one of the diehards, but, you know.
He's mostly like, oh, they started a new one. Okay, well.
That's neat.
I guess we'll... Guess we'll watch that.
I'll check that out when I'm in places with working televisions. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, FM, you poor bastard. All right. So you guys have escaped the pirate. It's all very exciting.
Oh, thanks for rescuing us from the pirates. This is my child. She's plot relevant.
Oh, kid's too scared to speak. I can do it. Hi, I'm plot relevant. Also, there's a map on me to someplace.
Ooh. Maps? How do you use maps? It's all water out here in this world, covered by water.
This place has a magic known as magnetism that you can use to navigate.
Huh. And exactly how do magnets work? Like,
we don't have time. Seeking is always full of doubt. I've ever known anything about magnets or electricity in my entire life. We can't get into it. It's very polarizing. Okay, so. Huh.
Boo!
Sorry,
editor.
No, it's all sin. It's fucking gold. All right, so you've escaped. But Mr. Ocean, you lost your dirt.
Well, fuck.
So you gotta go find some more, but you think you know a place.
Okay. Where's that?
Southwest.
Okay.
It is that away in the parlance.
Which way? Next to that wave over there? That over there?
Hey, I'm the plot important child again. I have a map to that mythical place made of dirt on my back.
Okay.
Yeah, my plot relevant child has a map to the place with the dirt on her back.
That's a weird place to put a map.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a really weird bad parent, and I don't know why I didn't put the map on my own back also. But I didn't.
I mean, back tattoos are really expensive. It's a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
If I remember this map correctly, not very big.
A map's going to get real blurry as your kid, like, gets bigger.
Yeah, but I'm fully grown now.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, your skin will basically stay the same. So hers is going to just lose resolution as she gets older.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mr. Ocean, roll an intelligence check to navigate in this rich fantasy movie.
Okay, that's not great. So 3 + 11 = 14.
All right, you think this kid's full of, well, you know where you get your dirt from. And you know it ain't no land of magical only dirt.
Is the dirt inside the kid?
No, the dirt was the friends we made along the way.
Listen. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Listen, I feel like you're playing into this already,
that
but
that
your
can
first
possibly
job is...
be true.
Actually, that is an aspect of the film Waterworld, that the dirt is the friends we made along the way.
At any rate.
So. Fucking what?
they have a body farm where they bury their dead to make more dirt.
Oh, well.
And to make the dirt that they have, you know.
Nutrient fertile. Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I mean, it's not like a dark thing. It's just like.
Practical.
Yeah. We bury our bodies in dirt and make them more dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right, Mr. Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty sure this dirtland thing is a myth. And do you feel the need to crush these people's dreams, as one does, and show them that they're wrong?
Mm.
So you can be technically correct. Apparently the best kind of correct.
You know, according to many, yes.
But it's a statistically significant number of people. Anyway, so.
I know where the ocean is. And I know where the dirt is under the ocean, right? Like
you do. So you start sailing that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because who else is going to steer this thing?
Yes, where the dirt is closest to the top of the water.
Yes, you know a place.
Uh-huh.
Because you're cool.
It's probably like Colorado or something, right?
Aaron and Whit, please both roll d10s for me.
Yeah, okay.
9.
5.
95.
All right, on the way, Mr. Ocean, you realize that you got limited water, you got limited food. You need to trade with someone if you can find them.
Hmm.
But luckily for you, you encounter a trader in their own solo boat, full of odds and ends and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you approach and you start doing your trading.
Aha, uh-huh, it's me, the other trader.
That was nice of me.
Aha.
Yeah.
Other trader, how are you ripping this Mr. Ocean guy off?
Sorry, things got very loud here. There's a lot of noise coming from neighbors. I'm going to mute.
All right. Hello, I'm the plot important child. I don't know how to swim. It's very endearing.
How do you not know how to swim?
That's fucking insane. I would definitely have taught my child how to swim.
Maybe you
could
teach me.
You're a terrible mother. Tattooing your kid, not teaching him how to swim.
She's my adoptive mother, I think.
Yeah.
My parents probably died tragically.
You fucking must be, because any child that I had, I would definitely teach them how to swim. I don't know about the tattooing. I mean, that seems like a personal choice for the child, but...
Oh yeah, kids love tattoos. I mean, usually they're temporary, but who am I to question commitment? Anyway, you should teach me how to swim in a bonding moment.
I will. I teach my child how to swim because I'm not a fucking monster.
Hey, grumpy guy. Hey, Mr. Ocean, grumpy man.
Oh, it's me? Okay, hi, grumpy.
You should also teach me, plot important child, how to swim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe after, wait, with the traitor here?
This is a scene. Suddenly before this.
Oh,
due to recording conditions.
The traitor's back, but that's fine. He can wait.
Yeah, we teach plot relevant child how to swim.
Sweet. All right.
Swim, plot relevant child.
Jesse, roll
this is the greatest.
Vaughn's confuses swim with fly for a moment and just throws the child off the deck. It's not really a deck, right? It's more like a net.
Oh boy, a moment of physical comedy between serious beats. Splash.
Whee!
What am I rolling?
You're going to roll wisdom. Vaughn, make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, I get why. Yeah.
Oh no, I accidentally just deleted one of my rolls. Shit. Fuck. I hate when I do that.
Is that like eating a roll?
It felt so bad it deleted itself.
Charisma, I rolled a 12, so that makes it an 11, plus 10 is 21. That's not too bad.
Yeah, but this child is heartwarming.
That's an 18 on a prime.
Oh, Jesse, what should we call your character?
The mom or something.
All right. I like it. Very avant-garde.
I truly mean the mom or something. That's my name.
Ah, I love it. All right. The mom or something. You do a great job teaching plot-relevant child how to, or plot-important child how to swim.
Or just have a fantastic history on a island, or on a world made of water. I can see how that becomes a name, actually.
God damn it. But all right, Mr. Ocean, despite your best efforts, you feel your heart thaw slightly towards these two people that you've ended up with through circumstance.
I should throw children in the water more often.
It's in a protective way.
Sure.
You can still throw them in if it's fun.
Uh-huh.
But all right.
Yeah. We weren't going at full speed or anything.
So we cut back. It's this new trader guy.
Woo!
Grix?
Yeah. Hey. It's me, the trader guy.
How are you trying to rip these people off? They look like they're in desperate straits. You can probably take them.
I'm really handsy, and I'm like touching all their stuff, and I'm you know, like, oh, what's this? What's this? Ooh, what's this?
Vaughn's is spending a great deal of time swiping things back and slapping wrists.
And it's like, you know, I shake and rattle the very fragile thing, and I'm like, nah, that was broken already.
Mr. Ocean, you gonna put up with this shit?
No.
What do you do?
Many, many wrist slaps, many swiping things back.
It's not stopping him. Things may need to escalate in this brutal underwater, well, on top of the water world.
I think I'm just going to shove him off the side.
Not again.
I mean,
he won't stop touching things.
I mean, that works too.
He's probably, is he still outside of the cabin? Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, then, yeah, I don't care what he's holding at this point. I'm going to slap him and push him and get him towards the edge of the boat where I can control him better. And where less of the good shit is.
All right. Bonds, make a dexterity check to... Damn it. Bonds, show me how you do it. Bonds, make a dexterity check to set this guy up for Jesse to knock down. Jesse, make a strength check to shove this guy off the boat.
Then that's a 21 on dex.
It's a 13 on strength.
Do I need to make an opposed strength?
Oh, but strength is prime, so that's nice.
So is dex.
Yeah.
Mine, at least.
Wit, roll a strength check opposed, and wow, you are rolling really well. At a net of plus one.
What?
You're rolling at plus one. I guess, oh, I don't know.
19?
Nah, everyone else is playing their whole fucking thing, so you can just roll as Grix.
I don't know, though. Like, because you know, it's the... It's
Grix's it's the illusion.
Yeah, puppet, it's right? The plot of the story, yeah. Right? So I'm going to...
Yeah, you ham it up.
Yeah, I'm going to ham it up a little bit. So I got a 19.
Okay. Well, between... Bonds' degree of success, the fact that Dex was not a prime for you, and Jesse's success, they still managed to get you off the boat.
Not again!
There's a dramatic splash. Mm-hmm. You make eye contact for a moment. Mm-hmm. Other traitor guy.
There's two traitors?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Make a wisdom check.
Wisdom check?
We're just doing this now. Make a wisdom check to avoid surprise.
Oh, probably surprised. 13?
You are surprised when, from beneath you, as you're figuring out how to get back at these people for shoving you off the water... A giant creature appears.
Uh-oh.
Fuck!
Y'all ever heard of a sharkay?
It's always one of these...
Say it again?
...water creatures.
Shark.
Shark?
Shark?
It's like a shark, but it's got really long black hair.
Oh, I just hadn't heard it said before. Shark.
Oh.
Giant shark comes from beneath you.
Oh.
And breaches, chomping you down. You have a brief moment of consciousness.
Chomping who down?
Me down.
Chomping the other traitor guy.
Yeah.
The one that's not wearing that fancy orange main character vest.
Yeah.
Think they're called life jackets?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, those...
You know, that would have been really helpful when we got into that problem in the water during that storm.
Yeah, life jackets probably exist in this.
Where Wealthy found that fucking weird big fish with a guy in it.
Yeah, but these are like magic items. We don't just have them.
I mean, I have some magic items.
Wow.
Takes a lot more.
We can talk to Harper about safety measures on our boats.
Takes a lot more than global warming to get rid of safety vests. That's or life jackets. They just float right up. They're probably all over the place.
And there's no way they'd decay in the sun.
I mean, they'll be smelly.
I'm just saying that here in our world, which, you know, is the normal world and not a fantastic fantasy world where anything is possible, we sadly don't have access to them. It's a damn shame. Maybe we can invent one later, like craft time. Okay. So the other traitor has been killed by a giant mutated shark. It's very bloody and gory. Help, it is me, Plot Important Child. I am traumatized by this sight.
Oh no, I comfort Plot Relevant Child.
Jesse, make a wisdom check.
Oh, that's a 28 total on a prime.
I'm so comforted I've forgotten all my trauma again.
Well, that's great.
Parents love parents.
That's incredibly...
The kid just passed a repression check? Is that what just happened?
That's incredibly believable, Plot Relevant Child.
Hooray. So you get the supplies you need.
Am I playing Kim Basinger?
I don't know.
I don't remember
you're
who else was
whoever Helen is.
I have absolutely no memory of anyone in this entire thing.
Don't worry, only one of us does, and it's Wit.
Who doesn't?
Jean Triplehorn.
Oh, she's great too. I would be very happy to be Jean Triplehorn.
No offense, Jean, but I've never heard of you. Well, I've definitely seen you in a movie.
She's incredibly beautiful.
Huh, she was in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, I don't really know her from a lot of things.
But all right, so you've made your way away. You've escaped, and you've gotten to the point where now this child has, you know, processed all their traumas. You're ready to give them a new one. You're going to show them that there is no, you know, dirt land, that everything they and mom or something has believed in is false.
Oh, I didn't believe in anything.
Apparently you did, according to the screenplay.
Oh, I'm just vibing. Oh, no.
Woo! Let's go down and see where the buried by water land... That's a weird way to bury land with water. I guess that's how it works.
All right. Well, not everyone can hold their breath as good as you, so you need to improvise / retroactively justify having some sort of a vessel you could sink down in without drowning, you know, with air and stuff in it, so you can
right.
show them things.
Like a bell jar kind of situation.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Bonds, make an intelligence check.
Man, I don't remember fucking any of this movie.
Ooh. 4 on the die is not going to be great. That'll be a 15.
And you're pretty smart. I'm sure it works.
Yeah.
So what do you call your device?
The perfectly safe for children bell jar diver apparatus.
It is I, Plot Important Child. That thing says it's safe for me. I want to go.
Well, I mean, we did teach you how to swim, so I'm cool.
All right. You all go into that really long name. Safe for children device.
I was trying to decide if it was like something that could be abbreviated like scuba, but it's not comfortable. It's like piscada. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Exactly that.
Y'all climb in the Ooga Booga and it sinks on down.
The piscada.
There we go.
I'll climb in the piscata and you head on down.
Oh, there's enough room for everyone?
There is.
Does the traitor come with us?
That guy got eaten by a shark.
Uh-huh.
Does the other traitor?
Oh, sorry, that guy got eaten by a shark. The original traitor hasn't shown up back yet.
No, he'll be end of act 2.
Cool that you think that I have any idea what act we're in right now.
Beginning of act 2.
Okay.
Just hop inside this
you're in
umbrella
this thing.
I've filled with air. It'll be fine.
Just dragging the umbrella down.
I'm just living my life.
Carefully balanced like an air bubble.
Yeah, it's like Mary Poppins, but wetter.
It's like Mary Poppins, but post-apocalyptic with a real risk of death. Incidentally, I would watch the shit out of them.
I would definitely watch that.
Oh, yeah. Call us Disney.
It's like, come on, Disney, you're doing remakes. Time to do the darker, edgier thing. All right. You sink beneath the waves in this perfectly safe device.
I'm picturing the lady who played Furiosa as a version of Mary Poppins all of a sudden, and it's working for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Charlize Theron would be very good in that part.
Yeah. But all right, you sink beneath the waves, and you see, well, the mom or something's been vibing this whole time. So I guess it's Plot Important Child who's having this moment of, oh, that looks just like all the myth of the dirt land. Oh, no. As you sink past the sign that details the mythical location of Denver, Colorado. Oh no, I am part and partner child. My dreams have been crushed. It's so tragic. My belief.
I don't understand what's wrong with there being a place here.
Like, look, there's like Twinkies and shit down here. It's
because
gonna be
this
awesome.
Is the same as all the stuff I was drawing, I think.
What?
Mm. Yeah, we'll find you some more like crayons and shit. It'll be great.
Ooh. I'll try to forget my trauma again. Oh, it's hard.
We'll just like Little Mermaid this noise. Like,
I mean, like, you're allowed to not think about your trauma all the time.
Look at this crap. Isn't it great? Stuff is all neat down here, and there's like a something that rhymes with great. Plate, probably. I don't know.
I love plates.
Yeah. And there's like some silverware, and it's all rusty, and like there's paper and shit. Somehow
it's
still.
So tragic that the people of the past made all of their silverware out of uncoated iron. Mm-hmm. And steel.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
We have at least improved on their society in some ways. I say, plot important child.
I know, right? Like,
well, that was awfully introspective of you, plot relevant child.
Have you seen acting's writers?
Sure.
I mean, the people back then must not have evolved fingers yet, because that's what we eat with now.
What do you mean?
God's forks.
Right?
I have forks? What the fuck are you talking about?
This is in this rich fantasy world.
Jesse, like, totally drops her, like, entire...
Jesse, we're acting.
Mom or something.
No, Jesse, this is how you can tell that this world is hell, because they eat with their fingers. They only think they're better than the people of the past.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Jesse's like, dunno.
But all right. You guys go back up. Bonds.
Hooray.
Does your thing hold together? Bonds, make another intelligence check. You didn't do well the first time, so subtract the D6.
Oh, this is to determine the engineering, huh?
Uh-huh. It held together going down. It held together going up.
So we are subtracting. Okay, we're subtracting 1 from 3 and then adding his level 12. It's intelligence, so he gets to add a bonus 1. So that puts it at 13 on a prime.
And he included the D6 penalty already?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a negative 1, thankfully.
Okay. As all of you head up to the surface, water starts springing leaks. Water starts dramatically pouring in. But right as it's starting to fill up and y'all are paddling at the top of this thing, gasping for air, you surface and manage to break apart the top and get out of there. And you go to climb back onto your boat when... Grix, you are gestured onto the boat.
Uh-huh. Yep.
When there is, in fact, the pirates from earlier, represented by this one.
Aha, it's me. You thought I was the traitor, but I'm actually the traitor.
Oh.
Ho ho.
Oh, wordplay. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I bet Hank, like, laughed a little bit at that.
Oh, Hank's having the best time ever watching this. All right, pirate guy. You are here to kidnap plot important child.
Aha, give the child to me.
Make a charisma check, Grix.
I have an eye patch now.
Oh,
20.
Impressive.
You look real badass.
All right. Vons and Jesse both make charisma saving throws, aka charisma checks.
I am so mad at this die roller.
That's a 12 for me on not a prime.
I think mine comes out to a 13. Also I'm also not a prime. Yeah. If there were an anti-prime.
You are so shocked by this pirate's brazenness that you hesitate just long enough for him to pull a plot important child out of the water and dash away. And as you climb onto your boat to start giving chase, you realize that your boat is on fire.
Well, that was a...
Well, we capsize it and then...
it's a heck of a dex fail.
Put the fire out.
That's a cool move.
Yeah, that could work.
All right. Okay. Show me how you throw buckets on things or capsize it or whatever. Both of you make a strength or dexterity check, your choice.
We know I'm going dex.
I'm going to do strength to like basically climb as high as I can on the mast and start like swaying back and forth. I don't think this is going to work great, but it'll work fine.
Yeah.
Strength is 18 on a prime.
I'm just going to unfurl the whole fucking sail against the wind, like all of them until the...
That sounds like a really good way to make the...
catch your sails on fire.
Catch the sails on fire.
I mean, maybe, but they'll all be underwater soon enough. And then just like angle it directly against the wind and then like leverage the, like there's a whole scene in that
Turn Fast
movie. Yeah. Where
Turn Fast.
Yeah. Huh. And then just leans over to the side to like tip the side up and.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I use my strength to help the like lean.
Yeah. So what did you get for your rolls?
I got an 18 on a prime.
Thank you.
I got a 2 on the die plus, this is dex. So call it 3 plus 10 is 13.
All right.
Vons, on a prime.
All right, Vons, you're a dexterous sort. And Jesse, you are mighty as hell. So you guys managed to extinguish the flames, but not before. You remember the mom or something? Your friend who left on accident? Well, he, gestures at Grix,
uh-huh,
has spotted the smoke from the fire before you extinguished it so swiftly and, you know, well.
Didn't I run away?
No, you're not the fire now. You're the guy with the fucking dirigible.
Oh, now I'm the guy with the dirigible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me, the guy with the dirigible.
What's your name, guy with the dirigible? Great character Sparky. Acting, Grix. I appreciate it. Sparky is here with his dirigible.
Hey, man.
Oh, quick, climb the rope.
Free rope.
Oh, get away from your... Oh, well, you're fixing your ship. Let me help you fix your ship.
Yeah, okay, man.
You all fix the ship.
Yeah.
Thanks. Enjoy. You want to, like, save on your fuel or whatever and come over with us? There's, you know...
Sure. I land the dirigible on the boat. Certain this works fine.
Yep. Works great. All right. So, you guys need to go rescue Plot Important Child from the pirates. I assume you do that and don't just go, hey, fuck that kid.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because I'm the plot relevant kid's mom or something.
And also that would set a bad example to the children in the room.
Yes. Very important. Always think of the children.
Don't worry, kids. We'll never save you ever.
Oh, Mr. Ocean, you noticed something.
Mm. Don't worry, actual children who I may or may not know that I am not biologically related to. Don't worry about it. We'll always get you. I will always come and find you.
Adults will never let anything bad happen to you ever.
Yeah, definitely.
What children are you talking to?
The children in the room.
Jesse's children.
Okay, Jesse's room. Children. Okay,
some playing with us, some just watching.
Yes.
Just one who's like a year old and not really aware of what's happening.
I see.
The other kids have been jumping in to be like pirates and stuff at various points.
Naturally.
Of course.
I have two children. I only have two children.
The other one has been jumping in to be a pirate at various points.
17?
No, not 17.
Oh. I thought you had more than two children.
We have not all been together for that long.
And so you head off after Plot Important Child in your functional boat.
We do.
But as you travel, Mr. Ocean, you realize something. That the doodles from Plot Important Child depicted things that you have in your ancient texts known as National Geographics. Things that could not be seen merely on the ocean floor. So you think that maybe this kid fucking knows something about dirt land. It's a very important plot point, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, probably.
You scoot across the ocean. Scoot, scoot, scoot. Very epic. Until you get to the pirates.
I think it's called sailing.
Sail, sail, sail.
Sail, sail, sail.
I don't know. There's a lot of scooting involved, too.
There's really not. We did it for a long time, man.
Sail, scoot, sail, scoot.
Scale, scale, scale. Scootail.
That's a different thing, too.
We've lost the plot.
With your powers and motion, with your powers and motion methods combined, you reach the pirate's base.
Oh,
a giant structure made of metal reaching up out of the ocean.
Oh, that's fucked.
You feel like it might have been involved in some sort of environmental disaster at some point.
What does that mean?
Maybe it spilled magic goop everywhere.
Oh, that sounds real bad.
Yeah, it was a weird stage direction. So, you know, we just got to work with what we got. But also, they build things there. But they're evil. They're not sharing the means of production, you see. That's what makes them evil, kids.
Oh, yeah. We're very much pro-union here, because why wouldn't you be?
I mean, if there's a union, am I in it?
No, you're like Mr. Ocean.
Yeah, you're a loner.
Yeah, which sounds correct from what I've heard.
Okay.
But all right, it's time to get on the pirate's evil base thing.
I'm going to use the traitor is going to use traitor is dead.
Sparky the dirigible man.
Yes, Sparky the dirigible man is going to use his dirigible to fly over the base and be a distraction and drop stuff on them.
Oh, I like that.
Excellent plan. Excellent plan. What are the other two of you doing?
I want to go in and punch people.
All right, Mr. Ocean, how are you approaching this?
Are these guys in a union?
No.
Every single one of them is a scav.
Oh, huh.
You see, somewhere relatively nearby, a small circle of boats with signs.
What's a union?
You have unions. There's unions on the arcs.
There's kind definitely of. Unions on the arcs.
Vaughn, it's that thing you won't let your employees make.
Huh.
Wait, you won't let your employees make a union? What's wrong with you?
I'm sure they can make a union. I don't understand what a union is. Oh no, wait, that's canonically not accurate. He tried to unionize people back in
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when you were anti-capitalist?
I'm still anti-capitalist. I just
you're super also... turned off, my bro. You're just could not be less. No.
Huh.
Pretty aggressively pro-capitalist.
I should probably figure out how this works.
In like a way that is honestly upsetting when it comes up.
Yeah, I never knew when to bring this up, but I feel weird about how you treat Mitt.
Is this what Gex is saying right in the middle of all this?
Yeah. Yep. Totally. And now Vons is like got that 1,000-yard stare again.
Mr. Ocean, you find yourself on the deck.
Huh. Oh.
The Vexon Eldez.
Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
You see magic goop flowing through tubes in a way that looks strangely unstable, but also expensive.
Generally speaking, I like magic goop.
But you need to rescue Plot Important Child.
Oh! Luckily, I like Plot Important Child, too. Wait, do I?
Luckily, there is a grand distraction.
Fun. Yes, you do like Plot Important Child. We had that whole moment of teaching Plot Important Child how to swim, and where we all bonded.
And suddenly we like Plot Important Child.
I mean...
Neat.
Mom or something always liked Plot Important Child.
It's the start of Act 3. You love me now.
Okay.
It's true, you do.
Cool. Thank you for informing me.
It's like you hear me in your mind, because we're so connected.
Perhaps Plot Important Child and I can gather goop together. I shall rescue Plot Important Child first.
All right, how do you approach that? Gonna go punch? Gonna set something on fire?
Oh, yeah, that.
Ooh, okay. Well, first off, Sparky, you're flying overhead. You're throwing boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Spot flying overhead, throwing stuff.
Bricks, make a charisma check to be distracting.
Okay. Bad. 15.
But on a prime.
On a prime, sure. But
all right, Sparky's providing some level of distraction. Okay, Jesse, you're punching. Knocking folks left and right, dramatically falling over rails.
Always punching.
Jesse, make a strength check, ABP, please.
Always be punching.
Words to live by.
That's a 23 on a prime.
The mom or something. You're just cracking heads, blasting your way through, carving a path. Mr. Ocean.
I feel like I'm defying genre conventions.
It's sick as hell.
It makes me feel very powerful.
Yes. All right. Mr. Ocean, are you setting this place on fire before or after you rescue Plot Important Child?
I'm going to start a fire in hopes that it distracts people enough to make it easy to rescue Plot Important Child.
Make an intelligence check.
Yeah. Rolled a 5. I fucking hate this online die roller.
You're sure you're rolling a d20 and not rolling a d6, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I decided to fill you with doubt. I just know I made you roll a d6 at some point.
So. It's good to check these things.
Yes, I rolled a... that last roll, I rolled a 5. So okay. Intelligence puts that at 16.
All right. You take a alchemical fire stick and you throw it at a likely spot full of unstable magic goop. And you're sure this will be fine. And you go to say Plot Important Child. But up there, when you get to Plot Important Child, you find the true leader of the pirates. The one who is holding her hostage with a knife to her throat.
Well, he's going to be real mad that I lit this fire goop.
Traitor guy from the first act.
Yeah, it's me, the traitor guy from
you
the first act.
You are here, and you are a traitor. A wordplay we've already used once, but use it again to subvert expectations. Uh-huh. You are holding Plot Important Child hostage.
Uh-huh.
because you want to go to Dirtland.
Uh-huh.
And this Mr. Ocean fellow and the mom or something have come to take her back.
Mr. Ocean, you must take me to Dirtland.
And
Dirtland will be mine.
You must get off of the fireboat now, all of you, ideally.
The fireboat?
Yeah, well, it was... I know it's a confusing term, but in this case, it is a boat on fire.
I forgot. I'm afraid of fire. I am Plot Important Child that have rediscovered a past trauma. That was just adding tension. Keep going.
Stop squirming, Plot Relevant Child.
I'm not
Oh, no. I have been stopped from squirming.
Oh, I thought you'd squirm out of my hands or something. But sure, yeah, that works too. Thanks for listening to me.
You grabbed my arm in that dramatic way.
Okay.
The mom or something. Apologies.
Yeah, I just want to, like, knock down the traitor from the first act who was fucking touching my child in a way that I did not like.
Roll a strength check.
Everything's on fire.
I don't care. You need to take care of my child.
Yeah, this is fine.
Oh, and Grix, please roll an opposing strength check to keep a hold of Plot Important Child.
That's a 23 on a prime.
Ooh, that's an 18 on not a prime.
I just, like, lift up the traitor and just, like, throw him.
Into the fire?
Sure.
Okay.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, very.
Is that plot correct?
Is he still holding the child while you throw him?
No, of course not.
I slipped away. I was extra squirmy.
Yay, squirmy.
Quick, let's jump off.
He
fell onto the super unstabilizer bit.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, let's go jump in the water and swim away. Because you know how to do that now.
Yes, you all dramatically jump into the water and swim away.
In the safety of the aqua globe.
As the Vexon Eldez explodes behind you in a giant fireball.
Uh-huh. Dramatic.
Very dramatic. Sparky.
Yep.
You rejoin the group. You park your dirigible. Thing you can definitely do.
Uh-huh.
And you realize something about Plot Important Child. Grix, make an intelligence check.
Do I have like a good view from up here? Ooh.
Yeah, it all made sense.
22.
You realize that the thing on Plot and Important Child's back, the map, is in fact, well, a map, but that everyone else was reading it wrong.
Oh, I hold the child upside down.
Their coordinates with reverse directions. Turning them upside down helps you figure it out. And you guys take your boat.
And dirigible.
And a dirigible.
Because
you choose to have hope or something.
And we go to land?
It'll also be weird to just hang.
Dirtland? Dirtland. Not land. Dirtland.
Spoiling the ending. But yes.
Oh.
After more heartwarmingness and bonding with Sparky. You've all definitely bonded with and didn't just kind of disappear for a huge chunk of the movie. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So
what's a movie?
Oh, it's this cool thing I saw when I was in that other place. It's like an acting, but it's like moving pictures of it and it has sound. So you can watch an acting whenever you want.
Jesse squints.
As long as the magic box is playing it at that point in time of the night.
Only at night?
Well, that's mostly when we got to watch it.
We were only there at night.
We also got to see a really cool one called Starship Troopers that we should do someday.
We, like collective, the big we.
You want to do Starship Troopers?
It's got the Neil Patrick Harris.
I know even less about that movie. That'll be fucking great.
The thing about that movie is that it takes a book that played over-the-top patriotism relatively straight and makes it a parody.
Uh-huh.
It's very good, even if it scared me when I was a very young child, which I mean like 12. 10 or 12.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I also had
people got decapitated and I had to nope out of that movie.
Yeah, I had some hard nightmares about that movie after I saw it at way too young an age.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like me and Mars Attacks.
Yes.
Yeah, that
no, I had
tracks.
Like uh-huh. I had like hard severe PTSD from Mars Attacks.
But it's also a parody of its source material.
Yeah.
Never saw Mars Attacks, but from what I remember, yeah, I could see that movie getting really scary for a look.
Oh, it's worse than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Jack Black is in it briefly.
Imagine a lot of the grim stuff didn't show up in the trailers.
Jack Black's in
Starship
Waterworld.
Troopers?
No.
Oh, Waterworld.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Does he play a...
He's one of the pirates.
Pirate? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would add up.
As all you all have this discussion of fine actings,
uh-huh.
You see... A giant mound of dirt rising out of the water.
Whoa.
It's really big. It's Dirtland.
It's Dirtland.
It's got plants
on it.
Oh my
god, Dirtland.
Well, now I feel quite the fool.
And that's where the acting ends.
Yay, a story of hope.
As you look out over vegetation and various animals, including very handsome reptilian ones, and also good other ones. And yeah.
Is this like a like big lizards?
No.
What?
Is it like with really big lizards?
Why would it?
No, it's pretty normal.
No, but know. That sounds like a great idea for
that sounds like a really fun idea for an acting, doesn't it?
Oh.
Like a like an island
with yeah.
like really, really, really big lizards.
Yeah, and finally you can all be shown that lizards are awesome. Which, I mean, you all knew. You knew me, but, or not me. But, you know, like big scary lizards, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. I mean, Gex has been visible since
Can we help you with that? By the way,
back.
Can we, like, do something for you to, like help you figure out your whole...
I'm not sure you can. It's kind of a long and complicated story, but, you know.
Do you, like, want to go back to being invisible, or are you, like, chill,
pretty chill.
Being not invisible?
I think I'm chill. It's really taken some getting used to.
Oh.
But,
well,
know.
You're very pretty, so, like, you know.
Thank you. That's a benefit to stay invisible.
Does Gex get to change colors?
Not particularly.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes if I'm warmer, colder, but it's pretty even.
I mean, most people don't get to change colors. You don't change colors.
What if you can? Vons, do you change colors?
That's a good question. Do you change colors, Vons?
Yeah, but then I get a shower. They make me shower.
Oh, that's... fucking gross, man.
Yeah.
When he holds his breath, he gets all red and then passes out.
Oh, well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that happens with most people.
Better than passing out from fumes when you're making alchemies.
Yeah, which sometimes also changes my color. Yeah. Remember that month when I was blue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing that again.
No.
It was a good look.
Okay.
And as you all, and as you all have this discussion, a rat comes in the door.
Oh.
Is it Bartholomew?
It flips the fuck out that the room is an ocean.
Is it Bartholomew?
It is not.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
I go it's, see the rat.
Squeaks and got a message. Its backpack.
Yeah. You got a message? What you got?
Yeah. You get a message from one Purity Pearl.
Oh.
Well, that's not who I expected, but okay, go on.
Sent to Grix.
Uh-huh.
Dear Grix, I heard you were in one of the medical clinics grievously injured, and then I went there. And it is not you. It is Steamboat Willie. I figure you'd want to know about this. Also, both Frymeats are here, and Lucky, and Cog. No, wait, not Cog.
No, it's not Cog.
And all of them are very injured.
Uh-oh.
And Wealthy is missing, so maybe you should come over here.
Uh-oh. I say out loud while reading this. Hey, everyone's hurt. We gotta go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This was fun. Sorry that we got bounced, but they're all at a clinic being patched up, and some people are missing too. So we gotta, yeah.
Oh no, who's missing?
It doesn't say anything about Wealthy. It doesn't say anything about Cog.
Oh fuck no.
Well,
P.S. not Cog, apparently, who I've never met.
P.S. Apparently. Aramith and Cog were with them, but got away from the fight they were in. We don't know where they are yet.
Oh, wait, there's a bit on the back here.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. I mean, they probably got away. Aramith's, like, real cool and, like, can get away from shit, I think.
Nah, yeah, she's cool as hell.
Okay. Huh, to think that all of this was happening while we weren't looking.
Wait, you know Aramith?
By reputation.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because you were, like, friends with Aracene, huh?
Friends might be too strong a word. Not intentionally, but you know.
What do you mean? You're so cool. Surely everyone likes you.
Ha! Yeah, ask Wealthy how she feels about me at some point. No, wait, we bonded. Shit. I'm so used to, like, half the people I meet hating me.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we wouldn't keep calling you if we hated you.
I mean, I think that sounds like a you problem, man. If everyone you know... it has, like, weird feelings about you, but maybe you're changing, because, I mean, like, I liked you, okay?
Well, that's
good. And then
good.
We bonded pretty fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. Because
there's a lot of fucking people. Sounds like they're injured.
Yeah, well, thank you for the fine actings.
Yeah, I sure hope that this wasn't, like, I hope that this was just a fun side quest and not in any way foreshadowing.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
Yeah.
We did boats for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't love boats, but, you know, we can get away from boats. We can,
yeah, by swimming.
We can go into desert.
The world is a rich tapestry.
Uh-huh.
But all right, off you go.
Yes.
Let's go find your
people.
And you head off.
We do.
Find your friends And that's where we'll wrap the episode.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Okay. What is the episode that Kelly would be saddest to have missed?
Oh.
Well, we can't do an Erisine underwear montage in an audio medium. I just don't think it works.
Also, would require Erisine to be back.
Yes.
And unless you want us to go to a world where Erisine is still alive and an underwear model... And not the same Erisine we used to know.
That's a shockingly high percentage of the multiverse.
That's only one or two steps over from the Green Day universe at most.
Yeah.